Like everyone else, Santa Cruz residents have been sheltering in place. We're stuck in our homes, waiting for businesses to reopen, missing our friends and family members, and we're waiting for life to get back to normal. But for the county's homeless population, sheltering in place isn't an option. How do people without homes access essential services? How do they eat? And how do they do it all safely?
You know, there's been a lot of conversation about emptying jails because of COVID-19. There's been a lot of reports of seniors in senior centers in retirement homes contracting COVID-19 and it spreading through that population. And those people actually have more social distancing than the people at the shelters in Santa Cruz.
That's Keith McHenry. He is a co-founder of the organization Food Not Bombs. Like it does in thousands of places around the world, Food Not Bombs provides free food to the hungry people in Santa Cruz. The organization just turned 40 years old this year, but its local branch in Santa Cruz started in 1992. Now, with the COVID-19 pandemic, their mission of providing food to the hungry has become more important and more challenging.
It used to be that I did a lot of helping with other chapters and directing people to Food Not Bombs and paperwork and stuff before COVID-19. But then on the 14th of March, we just started doing Food Not Bombs every day.
According to a 2019 survey of Santa Cruz County's homeless population, there are over 2,000 homeless people in the county. Over half are in the city of Santa Cruz. 1,700 of those people do not have access to shelter.
There are literally at least 1,000 people outside that have no access to fresh water, to hand washing, to toilets, or to food. And so that's where we come in. It's meant that more and more people show up to eat with us.
Jason Hoppen, a spokesperson for the county, says that they are working hard to provide services as well.
There are thousands and thousands of meals going out daily to local residents during the pandemic. So one of the things we've done is we have contracted with local vendors to provide food meals three times a day to homeless persons who are in our congregate shelters, our isolation quarantine hotels, and other places like the Coral Street encampment that we have set up and managed, also the Benchlands encampment.
Hoppen says Food Not Bombs efforts to feed people are welcomed by the county, as long as they follow health guidelines. Since the pandemic started, Food Not Bombs has been accused of violating these guidelines, which McHenry categorically denies.
We actually were there wasn't even a term called social distancing when we started doing it. And we did a couple of things. For example, we stopped having a literature table because we didn't want people to be leafleting through the literature and maybe passing COVID-19 that way. And we also had distance between the volunteers and each other, and also the volunteers, both in cooking and in sharing.
In late March, they were served with a cease and desist order at the clock tower near downtown for violating social distancing guidelines. They were eventually moved to the Benchlands.
I mean, there's certainly ways to do that safely, I think. I mean, you can give away food. There are, environmental health regulations, but for example, food trucks manage to comply with them. The only difference between what a food truck does and what Keith does is the food truck accepts money. So there's nothing about the operation specifically that is by nature out of compliance with health and safety regulations. It does come down to how it's managed, and so we have had to work with them occasionally over the years.
After several more moves and relocations, Food Not Bombs is now located at Front and Laurel Street in Santa Cruz, where Keith said they will stay and serve food on a daily basis. He says Food Not Bombs is going to continue, one way or another, through the pandemic, because the need for food has never been higher.
We've been running out of food every single day of what we prepared, and then we increase it the next day, and we run out the next day.
In general, the aims of Food Not Bombs are in line with, I think, every jurisdiction in the county. And we have run into some issues with the way that they deliver those services, and we have had to talk to them using through environmental health before. Keith has been amenable to those suggestions, including during the pandemic, about how best to serve people and how to serve people safely. But in general, having access to nutritious food is a good thing.